Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila Tales of the Graveyard. Inshallah azawajal, before we begin, let's hear a beautiful blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Allama Nabhani alayhi rahma has narrated that when Allah Azza wa Jal created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, when he opened his eyes, he saw the name of the Holy Prophet Muhammad written on the Arsh, the divine throne of Allah. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he asked Allah that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, is there anyone more honorable than me in your court? Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied, yes, there is a prophet whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam. And he is one of your descendants who is more honorable to me than you. If it wasn't for him, then I would not have created the earth, nor the heaven, nor the hell. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madin channel, before I continue in regards to this narration, look at the rank, look at the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that if it wasn't for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I would not have created nothing. I would not have created the earth, nor the heavens, nor the hell. This is the status and the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In regards to the narration further continues, then Allah Azza wa Jal, he created Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha from the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam looked at her, because she was the first woman, he never saw a woman before, and he was the first woman that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam seen. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he felt a desire that was created by Allah Azza wa Jal, and he humbly asked Allah, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who is she? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, she is Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam replied, O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us a married couple. Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied and he said, O Adam alayhi salam, pay her mehr and then you can marry her. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he asked, O Allah Azza wa Jal, what is her mehr? Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, listen to the response of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, O Adam alayhi salam, when you were created, when you opened your eyes for the first time, and you seen the name on the divine arsh of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to pay the mehr of Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, then recite Durood e Pak 10 times upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you will become a couple. My dear respected Islamic brothers, so Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he recited Durood e Pak 10 times upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the mehr of Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. This parable shows us the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That before our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world, discussions in regards to him existed from the start. Allah Azza wa Jal, he loves Durood e Pak so much. He loves sending Durood e Pak, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. That Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa, before they got married, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had to recite Durood e Pak 10 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the mehr. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, continue to recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us this enthusiasm to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. If you watch Madani channel, inshallah this beautiful channel will motivate you to recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to our silsila, The Tales of the Graveyard. Alhamdulillah, in the previous episodes, we've been listening to a waqia in regards to a shroud thief. Now this shroud thief, my dear Islamic brothers, he wanted to repent. So he came to the Caliph Abdul Malik, that I want to repent. So say, he told his sins. He said to him, that I am a shroud thief. I have opened 5 graves which have forced me to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the previous episodes, we heard in regards to, he opened the first grave and he saw that the person's face had turned away from the Qibla and he was being punished in the grave. and this was due to he used to commit that person who was being punished. He used to commit adultery and he used to drink alcohol. In the second episode, we heard in regards to a person who was being punished because he used to say false oaths and his earning, this was haram. There was another person in the third grave, and this person was also being punished. This was due to he used to backbite, he used to slander, and he used to make people fight amongst one another. So this person, he says, when I opened the fourth grave, I saw another very frightening scene. I saw that a person was twisting and turning in fire, and the angels were hitting him with hammers made out of fire. I became terrified and I began to run. However, seeing voice was still ringing my ears, which kept saying this unfortunate person was lazy in performing salah and was lazy in fasting during the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Today, sadly, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you can say majority of people, they don't read their namaz. They don't offer their salah. They don't pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And many Muslims, sadly, they do not fast in the month of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has ordered us in the Holy Quran to read our salah and to fast in the month of Ramadan. But like I've just mentioned, sadly, there's many Muslims that you will find across the whole world that they don't read their namaz, they don't fast in the month of Ramadan. My dear respected Islamic brothers, before I continue, let me tell you some blessings of reading your salah, offering your salah. It's mentioned that the salah is the pillar of religion. With salah, mercies descend. With salah, sins are forgiven. With salah, your du'as are accepted. Salah is the source of blessing and sustenance. Salah is the light in the dark grave. Salah is the savior to the punishments of the grave. Salah is the easiness on the bridge of Sirat. Salah is the key to paradise. Salah is the savior to the punishments of Jahannam. And salah protects people from diseases. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once lying down. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Sayyidina Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, have you got pain in your stomach? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, yes. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got pain in my stomach. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, O Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, get up, offer your salah, as salah is the remover of illnesses. It's mentioned that salah is a coolness to the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With salah, a person gains the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me tell you, the biggest benefit of offering salah. What is the biggest benefit of offering salah? That person who reads his namaz, then inshallah azza wa jal, in the hereafter, he will do the didar of Allah. He will see Allah azza wa jal. Now my dear Islamic brothers, think to yourself, how beautiful would it be when we see Allah? May Allah azza wa jal allow us to die with iman. May Allah azza wa jal allow us to enter Jannah. And may Allah azza wa jal allow us to see Allah azza wa jal, inshallah azza wa jal. Ameen. The above narrations, they talk about, the narrations are mentioned in regards to the person who is being punished in his grave. It's mentioned that he was lazy in offering his salah. Let me mention a parable in your court, inshallah azza wa jal. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Ammar bin Dinar, alayhi rahmah, he has stated that a sister of a person once died. So she was buried after her funeral rites. And when her brother came back home, he remembered that his pouch of money had fallen into his sister's grave. So it's mentioned that they went back to the grave and he dug up his sister's grave with the intention of removing the money. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers, when they opened the grave, they saw that his sister, she was being burnt in her grave. The condition of his sister was that fire was blazing in her grave. He closed the grave and he went to the court of his mother and he asked his mother that what were the amal of my sister? What kind of deeds was she doing? Because I've just been to her grave, she was being punished in her grave. Tell me what her actions were like. The mother replied, your sister, she used to offer her salah after the stipulated time, and I think she also sometimes offered salah without wudu. Further, she used to spy on the secrets of the neighbors outside the doors and when they were resting. Allahu Akbar, my dear respected Islamic brothers, we have just heard that this woman, she was being punished in her grave for these reasons. And one of the reasons was that she used to offer her namaz after the time of salah had finished. And her mother also says that she used to, at times I think, she used to offer her namaz without offering a wudu. And in regards to this, there's a narration that Sayyidina Ammar alayhi rahmah stated, once a person who was considered a very pious person, he passed away. After his burial, the angels of punishment, they entered his grave and they said, we will hit you with 100 whips as a punishment. Frightened, he asked, why will you punish me? I was a righteous person. They replied, okay, we will hit you 50 whips. But he continued to argue with them. At last, they decided that, okay, we will only hit you with 1 whip. So, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, they hit him with 1 whip, which filled the entire grave with blazes of fire and burnt him to ashes. When he was revived, he asked, shivering with pain, that why was I whipped? The answer came, that once you offered your salah without wuzu, and once an oppressed man came to you for help, but you did not help him. My dear respected Islamic brothers, there's many blessings of doing wudu. In regards to this, it's mentioned, the person who begins wudu by saying Bismillah, his whole body from head to toe will get purified. But that person who does not say Bismillah before wudu, it's mentioned that only the washed portions of his body will get purified. For example, one person, he does not recite Bismillah before wudu, then only those parts which he has washed, only they will get purified. But my dear Islamic brothers, make an intention today. And the viewers of Madini channel, make an intention today. That each time we will do our wudu, inshallah azawajal, we will recite Bismillah. The blessings of this is that, inshallah azawajal, by the blessings of Bismillah and performing wudu, our whole body will get purified, inshallah azawajal. A hadith states that the person who sleeps in the state of wudu is similar to the one who worships in the state of fasting. And my dear Islamic brothers, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahman, he has mentioned that there are 7 bounties awarded to a person who stays in wudu at all times. Number 1, angels will be enthusiastic to avail his company. Number 2, the holy pen will keep on writing good deeds for him. So as long as you stay in wudu, the holy pen will continue to write good deeds for you, inshallah. Number 3, the person, his organs, they will perform tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 4, he will never miss his takbir tahrima, the first takbir of salah. Number 5, when he sleeps, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who will protect him from the evils of jinns and human beings. Number 6, he will feel easiness in the severe fits of death. And number 7, he will remain in the safeguard of Allah as long as he is in the state of wudu. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, these are the blessings of remaining in the state of wudu. So my dear Islamic brothers, you also make an intention as well, that inshallah azawajal, from now on, we will perform our wudu and we will try to stay in wudu for as long as possible, inshallah azawajal. And another intention that we should make, inshallah, after the narration that we have just heard, that each time we perform our wudu, inshallah azawajal, we will recite Bismillah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that once a person, he came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked about the best deed. The Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best deed? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, offering your salah. So the person, he asked for the second time, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best deed? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, offer your salah. Then the third time the person asked the question, the Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best deed? And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded and he said, the best deed is to offer your namaz. Subhanallah. This shows the importance of offering salah, offering your namaz, inshallah azawajal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if any of you has a stream in his courtyard and he takes ghusl, he baths daily 5 times in it, so will there be any dirt left on him? The people, they humbly replied, no. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, look at the response of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the blessings of offering your salah. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, salah washes away the sins as water washes away dirt. That's the blessings of offering your namaz. That's the blessings of offering your salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has mentioned that the salah is the coolness to my eyes. The salah is a coolness to my eyes. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, today, sadly, many people, they follow many celebrities. They follow cricketers, they follow footballers, they follow actors, they follow singers, they follow various types of celebrities. Then if a person finds out that my favorite actor, my favorite singer, my favorite celebrity, he cuts his hair in this manner, the people, they will also follow that as well. They find out my favorite celebrity, this is his favorite hobby, this person will also start doing that. He likes to play cricket, I will also play cricket. He likes to play football, I will also play football. He likes to play rugby, I will also play rugby. He likes to watch this, I will also watch this. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, let me tell you today, what the favorite thing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. It's mentioned that Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi says that how much interest the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had in salah, he did not have that much interest in anything else. Meaning that the favorite thing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to read his namaz, to offer his namaz. Today we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May our life be sacrificed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we say slogans in the favor, in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, salah is the coolness to my eyes. Where is our love gone? Where is our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when we are sleeping at the time of Salatul Fajr? When we don't pray our Salatul Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, where is our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam there? Think to yourself today, you know, if we like something, then what do? For example, one person, he likes cricket. He'll watch every bowl of the game. He'll observe that how is the game being played today? How is my favorite team batting? How are they bowling? How is he bowling? How is he batting? How is he fielding? What is he doing? This is how much observation we do when we watch a game of cricket. Oh, my dear respected Islamic brothers, like I just mentioned to you, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, the favorite thing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to offer his namaz. Think to yourself, how is our namaz like today? When we read our namaz sadly, instead of concentrating in our salah, our minds are occupied somewhere else. Our minds are thinking about our business, about our children, about our wife, about our families, about our relatives, about what's happening in the shop. If there's a game on, then we think it to ourselves in namaz sadly, that what is the score at the moment? What must be the score at the moment? Who scored the century? This is what we are thinking. But no, my dear Islamic brothers, if we are offering a salah, we must offer our salah with our full concentration, inshallah, so we can gain the full reward of offering our namaz, inshallah, azawajal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah, inshallah. Today people say, that brother, I work. I'm a businessman. I've got to go to work. I don't have time to read my namaz. Brother, the pious people, they only have namaz. Brother, I've got to go to work. I've got to look after my children. I've got a business. I've got this. I've got that. Brother, I'm too occupied in the world. Oh, my dear Islamic brothers, let me tell you about the Sahaba. Let me tell you about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Didn't they used to work as well? They also had jobs. They also had businesses. But they also gave time to the deen. They also gave time to worship in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Why? Because their priority was to worship in the court of Allah azza wa jal. The Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would also work. But when they used to come back home, they used to eat something. They used to change their clothes. Then they used to go to the masjid to offer their salah. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, if we see a person who's regularly going to the masjid, we think to ourselves, he's always going to the mosque. He's got nothing else to do. He's always going to the mosque to offer his namaz. He's always going to the masjid. But let me tell you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the best place on this earth is the masjid and the worst place is the marketplace. The best place on this earth is the masjid. And let me tell you the blessings of going to the masjid. All those brothers, all those viewers on Madani channel who are watching, who go to the masjid on a regular basis, who read their salah in the masjid, congratulations to you. Why? Because it's mentioned in narrations that the bridge of Sirat. The bridge of Sirat, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers on Madani channel, is that bridge that it is on top of Jahannam. It is a bridge that it is on top of the fire of hell. If anybody falls off this bridge of Sirat, he will fall into the fire of hell. To enter paradise, we must all walk on this bridge of Sirat. And it's not a normal bridge. No. This bridge of Sirat, my dear respected Islamic brothers, is that bridge that it is thinner than a piece of hair and it is sharper than a sword. Now, before I continue, let's think to ourselves. Today, you know, if any of our hair falls out, it falls onto the ground, the hair is so thin that we won't be able to find that piece of hair on the floor. Why? Because that's how thin the piece of hair is. But it's mentioned the bridge of Sirat, my dear respected Islamic brothers, is thinner than a piece of hair. It's sharper than a sword. It's the only way to enter paradise. Anybody who falls off this bridge of Sirat will fall into the fire of hell. Congratulations to all those viewers who go to the masjid to read their namaz, who visit the masjid, who visit the house of Allah on a regular basis. Why? Because it comes in narrations that on the bridge of Sirat, a person will be walking on the bridge of Sirat. He will be struggling and he will be walking on the bridge of Sirat. Next minute, the masjid that he used to go to on a regular basis, that masjid will come. this person, he will enter that masjid that he used to go to on a regular basis, that local masjid that he used to go to on a regular basis, he will enter that masjid, and that masjid will take him into paradise. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers on Madinah channel, after listening to this beautiful narration about the blessings of visiting the masjid, make one intention today. That inshallah azawajal, we will visit the masjid on a daily basis. Today we go to the shop on a daily basis. Today we go to our businesses on a daily basis. Today we go to our workplace on a daily basis. But make one intention today. That every day, inshallah azawajal, we're going to visit the house of Allah azawajal. And remember, no one goes to the house of Allah without being called. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, make this intention. If it is time for the time of salah at this moment in time, then my dear respected Islamic brothers, go to the masjid and read your salah in the masjid, inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the first question on the Day of Judgment, what will be the first, everyone will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. The first question on the Day of Judgment will be in regards to salah. Now think to yourself, you are there on the plains of Mashar. You are there on the Day of Judgment. And my dear Islamic brothers, first question is asked to you about Salah. Think to yourself, what answer are you going to give? Today, if we are not reading our namaz, today if we are not offering our namaz, when the first question is asked to us about namaz, then what answer are we going to give? My dear respected Islamic brothers, remember one thing. This world is only for a short period of time. Whether someone lives for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, even if you live for 100 years, remember, at the end there is one thing, and that is death, which is guaranteed. Today, our ages, if someone lives to 40 or 50 or 60, this is not guaranteed. But there's one thing that is guaranteed, and that is death. My dear Islamic brothers, once we go, there's no coming back. So my dear Islamic brothers, let's take use of our time today. Let's take advantage of our time today, and let's offer our namaz. Let me mention to you a beautiful narration in regards to offering our salah in the masjid. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala has reported, there is not a single day when Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, who is the angel of death, there is not a single day when the angel of death does not make the following announcement in the grave. He asks the people of the graveyard, now there might be someone watching, our mother's passed away, our father's passed away, our grandmother's passed away, our grandfather's passed away, maybe someone's uncle, maybe someone's auntie, maybe someone's brother, maybe someone's sister, maybe someone's son, or maybe someone's daughter has passed away. They are buried in the graveyard. Every day, the angel of death, he makes this announcement in the graveyard. He says, oh, the dwellers of the grave, who are those people who you envy? Now, the people who are buried in the graveyard, they reply and they say, the old Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, we envy those people who offer their salah in the masjid. Why? Because we cannot offer our salah in the masjid. Why? Because for them it's too late. They can't offer their namaz anymore. They can't read namaz in the masjid anymore. Say after me, please. Say Subhanallah. Say Alhamdulillah. Say Allahu Akbar. We've just recited these three kalimat. Shall I tell you one thing? It's so easy for us to say these three kalimat. But those people who are buried 6 feet under the ground, those people who have left this dunya, they can't even say something simple as that. Why? Because for them, their book of deeds has been closed. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, we are still alive. We can still read our namaz in the masjid. So let's make one intention, inshallah, that we will offer our namaz in the masjid. It's further mentioned that they say to Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the first one was that we envy those people who offer the salah in the masjid because we cannot offer salah in the masjid. Number two, they observe fast, but we cannot fast in the month of Ramadan. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, make sure you make this intention that when the month of Ramadan comes, we will fast for the entire month of Ramadan. Why? Because there's people in their graves. They would love to fast in the month of Ramadan, but for them it's too late. For us, for me, for you, we still can fast in the month of Ramadan. So make one intention that after today, we will never miss a fast in the month of Ramadan. Number three, the people of the graveyard, they say, O Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, we envy those people who can give sadqa, charity. Why? Because they no longer can give sadqa in the way of Allah. Because like I mentioned, their book of deeds has been closed. We can give sadqa in the way of Allah. My humble request to you, please give your sadaqat, please give your donations, and give it to your beautiful organization, Dawat Islami. The dwellers of the grave, they further say, the O Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, we envy those people who do the zikr of Allah. Why? Because we no longer can do the zikr of Allah. My dear respected Islamic brothers, like I mentioned, we can say Subhanallah, we can say Alhamdulillah, we can say Allahu Akbar, we can do the zikr of Allah. For them it's too late. So let's take advantage of our time. And the final point is mentioned that when the dwellers of the grave, they mention this, they feel ashamed of their past. They feel ashamed of their past. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, today we have heard some blessings of offering us salah. My humble request to you, make one intention today, that after today, we will never miss our salah. We will never miss our salah today, whether we are at work, whether we are at a wedding, whether we are with our family on a day out, we will never miss our salah. And it's my humble request to you, that you attach yourself to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. This is the environment that you will find thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the whole world. They never used to offer their salah when they attached themselves to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, today they have become imams of the masjid. Today they call out the azan in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Before I finish this silsala, let me mention to you a beautiful Madani Bahar about revolution took place in one brother's life who was from India. He mentions, before I associated myself with this organization of Dawat Islami, I was a very big sinner. He mentions that I would work the whole day, but I would waste my money in drinking. I would enjoy different evils, calling people names and even upsetting my parents and my neighbors. He says, I was a heavy gambler and I would not offer my salah. He mentions that once a responsible brother of Dawat Islami, making individual efforts on me, he invited me to attend the sunnah inspiring Madani Qafli of Dawat Islami. His sincere words, his sweet words, they touched my heart. And I accepted his invitation. He mentions that I traveled with the 3-day sunnah-inspired Madani Qafila on the spot in the company of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I listened to the speeches, booklets published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, by the blessings of this Madani Qafila. He mentions I was a heavy gambler. I used to drink. I used to disrespect my parents. I never used to offer my salah. But because of this Madani Qafila, alhamdulillah, he started to offer his namaz. Not only did he start to offer his namaz, but he also began to invite other people towards offering their salah. So this is the revolution of Dawat Islami. My humble request to you, attend the weekly ishtimaat of Dawat Islami. Travel in the Madani Qafila of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, you will gain the blessings of inshallah reading your salah in the masjid. Inshallah, you will learn how to offer your salah. We learned about the blessings of performing wudu. If you travel on the Madani Qafila of Dawat Islami, you will learn the method of wudu. So my dear Islami brothers, like I mentioned to you a few moments ago, we are all going to die very soon. Before we regret our life in our graves, let's take advantage of our time. Let's worship Allah. Let's bow our head down in the court of Allah. And let's offer our salah. May Allah give us the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah give us this passion to offer our 5 daily salah in the front row of the masjid. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed.